There is a school of thought in landscape photography that derides photographs of trees and rocks, sometimes using the uncomplimentary epithet A-rat photography, another rock, another tree. I suppose right along with rocks and trees are waterfalls. Waterfalls are considered cliché photographs. And serious photographers supposedly don't do waterfalls anymore because they've all been done, because they're trite, because there's nothing very interesting or new about them. How do you possibly photograph a waterfall in a new way? We've done fast shutter speeds, we've done slow shutter speeds, we've done in-between shutter speeds, we've done black and white, we've done color, we've done distant views and close views. Let's face it, there is no way to do a new photograph of a waterfall. But curiously enough, every moment of falling water is different from all other previous moments of falling water. We can't do it new, but then on the other hand, we can't do it not new. I photographed this a lot of times. I made very many exposures to try to capture just exactly the right moment in this little waterfall. And no two of them are alike, not even the ones where I used exactly the same shutter speed. That's the thing about life. It's similar, but never exactly the same twice. What makes this particular image work for me and why I like it so much has very little to do with the waterfall shape, but has to do with the water itself. I love the aquamarine color that comes up from underneath the water. And I love the surface of the water, the way it's smooth, almost metallic, before it breaks into a million tiny droplets as it crashes down. It's that moment before, in contrast to the moment after the water leaps over the edge, that I find so interesting in this image. And that moment is unique in this photograph, even though this type of photograph is anything but unique. As a great Zen master once said, if your day-to-day chores become boring, your life will become difficult. I suppose the same thing could be said about photography. If you tire of photographing spectacular planet Earth, and you find landscape photographs of rocks or trees or waterfalls boring, your life will become difficult, if for no other reason than there is no escape from planet Earth. There is no way to find something entirely new. It's all been done before. The trick is, can we feel as though it's new to us in every moment of our life?